Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1278. We're learning today Lilu Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Ben Rabbi Zisel. Lilu Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lurfu Shlem Rufol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our Malacha of Ma'amer gathering. Okay, so we are in the middle of talking about the halachas of Uvda. Of the Dechol in conjunction, which is, again, we said, literally quoted as, literally translated as weekday activity, but it's a little bit more than just that, but be it as it may, the halachas of Uvda Dechol in conjunction with Ma'amer, and it's basically they are the Rabbanans, but one does have to be careful. So we spoke about if it's in the field, just to real quickly to Chazro for somebody's backyard, outside, or so on, and the fruits and everything was already gathered from before Shabbos, right? So that's not an issue. There's no questions of gathering over here. Nobody's, there's no questions of muksa. The fruits definitely fell off. We're talking about fruits. It's a little bit, you know, more understandable with fruits. Somebody has a plum tree, somebody has an apple tree, or so on. Vegetables, you don't have too much, but if it's vegetables, it would be the same halach. It's basically anything that grew from the ground. So you have the basket of apples or the basket or the box of plums or whatever it is, and or any other type of tree, fruit tree in the person's backyard, and it was collected before Shabbos fell off, and it was put into the box. Now somebody by mistake tipped it over, so the question is, now could I go ahead and regather them together? So we said if it's just basically within the immediate, person turning around within Dalet Amos, sort of, that's what we brought down from the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbatai, and it was bringing down from the Sefer Al Meshulash. He said also, they don't have to be bedafka touching, but if they're basically in one place, then you can go ahead and put them back. The question is, if they got spread out, echad hena, one here, one there, they got spread out a lot, whereby it becomes a bother, a pain in the neck, as if you want to call it, to go ahead and start bringing them back together and putting them back into a basket or a box. Now we said to put it into, we said if somebody wants just to take a few, whatever, two or three, four, whatever it is the person needs for Shabbos, that could be done. That's not a problem. So that we said was fine, but we said putting them into one's pocket was machloikis. Mishabura brought them from the Grav, from the Vilna Gaon, said even in one's pocket, one should be careful not to do it, even as opposed to putting it back into a box, into a basket. Okay, but that's as far as in the field, in the yard, or a backyard, or whatever the case might be. But let's say now, which could come up a lot more often, a person's house. What about in the person's house, right? A person has a basket of fruits, boom, and it got knocked over and it fell all over the floor. What do I do now? Is there a way to work with that? So now one last thing, which we did say last time also, I want to sort of like put on the side, which is understandable. If it fell into dirt, so then you're dealing with a problem of borer. So that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch over there in Simen Shin Lamed Hey Sif Hey, at the end. So, but we don't want to deal with that because that falls under the guidelines of borer, basically, even though it's brought down over there in the Shulchan Aruch. And if it fell into dirt, so then you have to go to guidelines of borer. If you need it for right away, I could take the one or two, whatever I need right away, upcoming meal, and so on, everything which we always discuss them in reference to borer. But now we getting back to our subject, sort of, whereby this is not a problem, whatever the case is. It's just, I'm just putting them back into the box. It's not mixed with any dirt. They just rolled out onto the floor, right? Or the safer, Machin Leshiftecha brings down over there in Simon, our Simon, the Shin Lamed, hey, what about from a refrigerator? Somebody opened up the fridge, and let's say you always have that fruit drawer, the drawer in the fridge where you keep the fruits, and they opened up the fridge, and the drawer somehow tipped over or opened up, or whatever the case is. We're not getting into fixing the drawer, putting the drawer back in the fridge, which obviously runs into problems of boina building on Shabbos, but whatever the case is, the fruits were in the drawer, they spilled out, the drawer opened, however you want to, slice it and dice it, but be it as it may, it spilled out, could I just go ahead and put it back into the drawer in the refrigerator? Would that be an issue? So first of all, the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Hilchos brings down interesting, in Perek Chaf Vav, he brings down in Perek Chaf Vav, in number Chav Dalet, Perchavav Chav Dalet, not the very small ICS, but in the new Shmiras Shabbos Kehilchasa, the gray one, for those who are familiar with it, but be it as it may, in Perchavav, Ois Chav Dalet, he brings on this whole halacha of the Chol and so on, he brings on at the end, that in the house, Peirush and Spazwa, that they got spread out in the house, he said it would be mutter, if they got, again, if it's all in one place, it just spilled out right there, you know, right where basically Yadal Aram is pretty much, then we said there's no problem, even outside, right, which is much harder, obviously, even outside. Again, we're dealing with a case in time, there's an Erev, it's not a question of carrying, that's not the issue over here. The issue is right now, it's just the gathering together part, right? There's an Erev, everything is good, there's no problem with that. So outside it was much worse, but he said if it's in the house, so if it's all together, if it's a very small little place, that's no problem. Even outside it's fine. But now the question is, what about in the house, right? My basket of fruits tipped over and spilled out all over the place. One in the living room, one rolled into the kitchen. They just rolled out all over. Could I go ahead and regather them, put them back into the basket, right? How would that work? So he says, interesting, he says you could sweep it up. To sweep it. He says if they spilled out, they spread out in the house, and they spread out, you know, one here, one there, echatena, echatena, like the Shulchan Aruch said, they spread out quite a bit. So he says just sweep it up together, you know, sweep them up together. Obviously, if somebody's going to, if somebody's going to eat them, they'll wash them, so that doesn't matter. Even on Shabbos, as long as you eat it right away, you're allowed to wash it, lefi Ramosha, anyways. But so he says, just sweep them up, and then to lemakamechad, sweep them into one place, and from there, v'sham laharemam, and from there, gather it together, sort of like in the box. As long as you sweep it back into one place, he said that would be fine. Interesting. Now, the only thing is to say for the machan l'shiftach, interesting, brings down, and again, the simon shin lamed hey, which is what we're talking about in Ois Yud Ches in the back, in the Piskei Dinim of simon shin lamed hey, he says, yesh, mipois case ma'ninu she'etiru, that they allowed to, this is l'tatoi, this like, sweeping. So this type of, I shouldn't say let the Torah, it says to ite, it's really the words, to ite, like to sweep up. So he says there are those who allow this, for one to sweep, when they got spread out. Again, what's the case again? The basket spilled out in the house, it's all over, and it's not in one place, sort of. I call the chilul l'mokemachet, sweep it all up into one area. From there, like biyam achakach, after that, from there, pick it up. Achakach lachzirim el hakupsa. So then you could put it back into the box or back into the basket. The question is over here, putting it back into the basket, into the box. That is the issue over here. The rak, he says, he says, the rak lahagbiyam, again, this is simshin lamed hey, in the back, the piskei dinim yud ches. He says, the rak lahagbiyam, only to pick them up. Lachazirim, and to return them, kashem efuzarim, when they spread out, like even in the house, achaseina v'achaseina, only then it's aser. But he says, to sweep them up, lafil, like we saw in the Shmir Shavuz Gehelchasa, that'll be okay. But he does end off with tzarachim bezelemais. He does end off, the bottom line is, it's a tzarach ian on that, even though the Sefer Shmir Shavuz Gehelchasa does not lie by a tzarach ian, which is where he's quoting it from. Okay, so we'll try next year to sort of like sum it all up. I'm just trying to go through today the various different angles of it. When, again, the case is when it's spilled out in the house, which obviously would come up more often than in the backyard. A basket from the fridge or whatever the case is. Well, we'll see. The Sefer Machon and the Shiftacha talks about the fridge. We'll see next year. But what I want to end off is interesting that the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbatai Taka says that how he comes out Lamaisa that Tanai Hasheni, the second Tanai, that for this why we're gathering will be a problem. Again, the Uvda, the whole part of it, the gathering after gathering, says Shapeirois Nispazu B'Chotzer B'Kolshkem B'Sado V'Gina in a garden. Garden or in a field, in a backyard, or whatever the case is. Aval im nispazru bebayis, but if it's spread out in the house, then he says loy asru chazal. Then chazal did an asru when it's spread out in the house. So the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbati is coming out lemaisa. He wants to be mekel altogether. Then he says loy asru chazal lesayf sham haperis. Chazal did not asru over the peris to gather them together. Okay, we'll try and finish off the subject next year. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tuv.